Aloha. What follows is a special interview with a visitor from Japan. This interview was conducted by Aza. The first of our professionals episodes with Jeremiah will drop on January 15th. We hope you enjoy today's special episode.
Hey everyone, welcome to Connect the Dots. I am Aza Torres from Guide Dogs of Hawaii. This is a safe space for blind and visually impaired individuals to come together, share experiences, and learn from each other. Today, we have Mr. Nishimatsu, who's come all the way from 4,000 miles across the ocean from the country of Japan with his guide dog, Dustin, who've come to visit us today and share some of their experiences. Thank you, Mr. Nishimatsu, for joining us. And Haruka, so go ahead and introduce yourselves.
My name is Nobuyasu Nishimatsu. I come from Japan, and I'm 65 years old. And 3 years ago, I'm blind, and because of glaucoma, and right eye, almost I can't see anything, and left eye, only 20% still left the vision, but very foggy. That is right now.
Okay, yeah, thank you. It's a very long way that you've come all the way to Hawaii. So thank you so much for being here. Are you comfortable continuing in English? We could do either way.
ご自身で答えたかったらそのまま英語で大丈夫ですし、はい、もし必要だったら私が入って、はい、はい、お願いします。
Okay. Yeah. English okay?
So far.
Okay. If anything, we can always switch off. Thanks to Haruka.
Of course.
All right. So first, I want to ask you a few questions to help our listeners get to know you. So you mentioned that you became blind at what age?
3 years ago, and right now I'm 65 years old, so 62 years old, I am blind.
Okay, okay. So very fairly recently.
Yes.
Okay, and where in Japan are you from?
From Nagoya.
Nagoya. Yeah. And were you raised there? You grew up there?
Yes, it is. Yes. And Nagoya is between Tokyo and Osaka. And it is very close to the Toyota City. I think Toyota is very famous in the United States.
In Hawaii, too. People love Toyota here. Okay. And when you're at home in Japan, how do you spend most of your time? Do you mostly work, spend time with your family, go to school?
2 years ago, I was retired because of an eye problem. And since that, I go to special, take a special lesson for 点字は何て言うんでしたっけ?
Braille. Braille ですね。はい。点字、はい。He started Braille.
And also right now, use a Mac computer with a voice over system.And that is twice a week I go there, and two times or three times a week I go to sports gym for the running training, about 3 hours or 4 hours a day.
Wow. Yeah.
That is right now.
Yeah, it sounds like you're very busy. Do you think that the programs, the lessons that you take, were they easy for you to find those resources?
Especially for the 点字って何でしたっけ?
Braille.
Braille is take a long time to get it. Because a feeling, you know. So, but it takes right now, almost 1 year now, and still learning.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely definitely takes a lot of time.
Yeah. And already I mastered to use a white cane.
Oh.
And also the smartphone. So smartphone is very useful for me. And some people think blind people use a smartphone, and maybe he is not blind, but that is a very important tool for the blind people.
Oh yeah. I think. Yeah, technology has come a very long way to offer new experiences and ways of communication for the blind. So it's good to hear that you're mastering the accessibility features of the new technology, and especially the white cane is so important, right? Mm-hmm. To just get around, to travel. That's and right. Be independent. And so where you said you live in
Nagoya.
Is Nagoya a busy city, or is it more rural country?
Nagoya, a population of Nagoya is 2,320,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty big size. So we have a public bus and subway, train, transportation, and also suburb Nagoya International Airport also. And all these transportation I can use with a guide dog.
That's good. That sounds like it's a pretty developed area. And so would you say it's easier for you in a developed town, city area,
mm-hmm.
to navigate and travel?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Nagoya is, I think, number 4 biggest city in Japan.
Oh, wow. And how about the weather? Is the weather does it change throughout the year?
Mm-hmm. In Japan, we have a 4 season.
Mm-hmm.
Spring, summer, fall, and winter. So I think springtime is cherry blossom, mm-hmm. and fall season is, how do you call it? Koyo wa? Koyo te nante imashitake?
You know, when the fall season, the leaves change in colors?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so does the changing seasons, do they ever affect your guide dog? Like, is it hard to leave in the snow,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, go out and stuff during the colder months or even the hotter months?
The summer, summertime is very limited to go out during the day. So only I can go out early in the morning or evening, because of temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And winter time, only the for the snow, and it's gonna be very difficult to find a step or a bump. So that time, I'm avoid to go out. But most of the time, winter time doesn't affect for me.
Mm.
Dog, no. Change the, how to call?
They change the fur, right? Depends on the season. So they change the coat.
So springtime, fall time, I'm barely take care of the guide dog because of the
shedding.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, their hair, they shed during different months, and their coats come back, mm-hmm. to help them. So they're lucky. We have to wear jackets, yeah? they're lucky. Well, that's good. That's good to hear that it doesn't affect your dog too much, because mm-hmm. they are our way of, you know, getting out back into the world sometimes. So speaking of Dustin, how was the process to get your guide dog? Was it, did you have to go to a certain school, get different types of education to do that? How does that work in Japan?
ちょっとここで変わって助けてほしいんですけども、最初に一日体験をやります。
So first of all, they have to go like a daily like a session for a day to have an experience.
でそこで、盲導犬と生活してもいいなと思ったら、盲導犬の体験の申し込みをします。
Then if you feel like you would, you know, be get benefit from having guide dog, then you can apply.
で、その後申し込み書が受理されたら今度面接があります。
After they accepted the application, then we'll go through the interview.
で、盲導犬を利用する目的、生活環境、それから、その盲導犬に合わす人に合わせた盲導犬のサイズとかをマッチングをするので、その辺の、チェックが行われます。
So then, after the interview, they try to get a good match, depending on the, you know, the height of the person who will be using the guide dog or environment that they will live in, stuff like that.
それから、そのマッチした盲導犬が、見つかって、教育がされると。体験になります。だいたい6ヶ月から1年ぐらいです。
So it takes about 6 months to 1 year to have it match and then to get, actually get that guide dog.
で、その後4週間の、共同訓練があります。一緒に 寝泊まりします。
それはお家でですか？
3週間は、盲導犬協会で最後の1週間は自宅での訓練です。
So after they get matched and get the guide dog, then they will have 4 weeks. They will spend 4 weeks to get to basically know each other. 3 weeks at the facility, 1 week at the home, the user's home.
で、晴れて盲導犬との生活が始まります。
And if everything's good, then you can finally start the life with the guide dog.
That sounds like, like you have good support through that whole process.
すごくこう全てのステップでサポートが手厚くされているなって感じます。
あ、そうですか。はい。
And so, when you, this is Dustin your first guide dog?
Yes. So, I last December I just start with Dustin, you know. So just 1 year right now.Still, every day I'm learning, you know. He sends some signal, then, but still, even though every day, you know, I'm still learning.
Oh. And so does Dustin speak Japanese?
At first, trainer, you know, teach the command by Japanese, but I want to use English, so I ask, may I use it? And trainer said, Dustin is a very smart dog, so he is available. So I'm teach, you know, the English command, so he can understand both right now.
Wow, he's bilingual.
Yes.
That's cool. I have seen before other dogs, they'll speak something French and English or Spanish.
Wow.
So I think it's interesting when you're able to teach them multiple languages. He's so smart, huh?
Yes, very, very smart.
And so when you use your dog, let's say you're back home in Japan and you're using your dog. Have you ever had, or actually, let me ask a different question.
When you're back home in Japan, are there any kinds of laws that protect you and your dog? And for example, in America, we have different acts and laws that protect the dogs to have access in public and keep them safe and things like that. So in Japan, do they have laws that protect you as well?
Yes. ちょっといいですか?20年前に、障害者のための補助犬法という法律が制定されています。
So about 20 years ago, the act for disabled people with the guide dog.
So 20 years, huh?
Yes.
And do you think those laws are enforced or do you think that they have made a positive change in Japan?
Even we have 20 years, mm-hmm. but still, for me, I'm very lucky. I didn't have any problem to go into the restaurant or take a taxi, but most of the guide dog user has sometimes got difficulty to get in the restaurant and they didn't accept to go in, and also the taxi also.
So sometimes, yeah, it's kind of expected, I feel, to have an occasion like that where you are denied access mm-hmm. or it's made a little bit difficult. And so, but you have never been denied access before, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
You've been okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's so good. and so I know you've traveled here to Hawaii with mm-hmm. Dustin. Have you traveled anywhere else before with Dustin, or this is his first trip?
Foreign country is the first time. Mm-hmm. But in the domestic, already 3 times I go out for the with Dustin. And but foreign country is very difficult mm-hmm. because so many preparations I need.
Yeah, there's a lot to prepare to go to other countries, especially places that, you know, are like have extra regulations. Like mm-hmm. Hawaii, we are rabies free, so we do have extra regulations. Let's see. So I know you decided to enter the Honolulu Marathon mm-hmm. this year with Dustin. Did Dustin participate?
Okay. Dustin cannot run,
okay.
because the guide dog. So I ran the Honolulu Marathon, but last maybe 15 feet or 20 feet from the goal, then I crossed the goal line.
Oh, he
but
helped
that,
you
that
finish.
Was my dream, so I said, no, I did it.
Yeah, that was your dream
mm-hmm.
to cross the finish line.
That's
with
right.
Dustin.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. And I'm sure he felt accomplished too. So why did you decide to join the Honolulu Marathon this year?
ちょっとここ助けてほしいんですけども、目が見えなくなって走ることをもう諦めてたんです。
So, when I lost my sight, I kind of gave up running.
ただ、絆というロープを持って走ることができるということを知って、それで30年来の夢だったホノルルマラソンを走るということにしました。
Then he learned having the rope, assistance rope called kizuna.Then he learned that he was able to run with the rope. Then he decided, like, that was his over 30 years of dream. He decided to run a Honolulu marathon.
その夢は最初もう自分忘れてたんですけども、 走れるということを教えてもらったときに、家内がハノルマラソン走ったらって言ってくれた。それがきっかけです。
So he kind of forgot about his dream running Honolulu Marathon at first, but when he learned that he could run with a rope, his wife suggested, "Hey, why don't you run Honolulu Marathon?" Then that's why he decided to participate this year's marathon.
Wow. So I assume you feel very accomplished to finally get your dream.
Yes.
And I think it's almost even more special now that you have Dustin by your side at the finish line. It's kind of symbolic of you know, overcoming obstacles and this newfound partnership that you have with Dustin. And that's something really special that not everybody gets to experience in their life, to have such a special partnership with a dog, in this case a guide dog. And so I think that's very special for the both of you.
Yes.
So you mentioned using an aid, a rope, to help you train for the marathon.
Kizuna というのは、伴走者と一緒に走る。
Yes, so the rope is called Kizuna, and that's basically assisting, you know, running with the aid. So holding rope together and run together.
And who ran with you to train?
Sakae Toyozumi, she's the lady, she about 6-7 months ago, during the training of the partner, and she said, she wants to run the Honolulu Marathon. So if she don't say that, and even I wish I wanna run, I can't get a chance. No, I can't get a dream. So I'm very, very appreciative with her.
That's great. It sounds like you have a good support system, and that always wants to, you know, push us forward to accomplish our goals. So that's good that you have a network of people to help support when needed. So I'm very glad that you were able to make it out here for the Honolulu Marathon, and of course to come and speak with us today. You've come a very long way, and how long until you head back home?
From Hawaii to?
Yes.
So I'm going back to Japan this Thursday, and it really takes 8 hours. Mm-hmm. I think 8 hours flight. Yeah.
It's a long flight, huh?
But I used travel from Japan to Chicago, and that is a 14-15 hours flight, so
wow.
Almost half, so.
Well, yeah, I kind of know the feeling. I've flown to Guam a couple of times, mm-hmm. and Guam is just, you know, off of Japan, so it's a lot of sitting. How does Dustin handle on the long flights internationally?
He is stay mm-hmm. just in front of my seat, so he's very, very good, you know. He don't bow and you know, nothing, you know. So I think most of people doesn't know he's sitting in front of me.
He's just calm and collected. That's the best. Better than babies, you know?
That's right.
Well, thank you so much for coming all this way. I'm really, really glad that we were able to sit and chat. And I'm happy to hear that you've accomplished something that you've been dreaming of and that you're doing very well with your bonding as far as your guide dog Dustin here, which, by the way, he's sporting a very different type of pouch on his harness. I'm gonna actually describe it. So in guide dog's harness, mm-hmm. here, typically they have just a flat zipper pouch, maybe just flat like a sign,
mm-hmm.
and it'll have just a single zipper on it. But Dustin here has a sort of a boxy style pouch,
mm-hmm.
that fits a lot more inside of it, and it has a clear window on the front with a card inside. Is that a requirement to have that card in that window?
Yes.
And what is the card for?
Showing the number of the guide dog, and I think name, Dustin, and my name.
Like identification?
That's right, identification.
Oh, I see. And so all guide dogs in Japan have to have an identification?
That's right.
How does it work for if, for example, someone from Hawaii maybe wanted to visit Japan with their guide dog? Is that possible?
I think so.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely something to look into. Yeah, it's very interesting. So in his pouch, he has all his stuff inside.
Yes.
It almost looks like a first aid kit a little bit.
You wanna see the inside?
Sure, sure.
These are the... This is for the oshikko, nandesakke?
It's for basically bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both, so just lap. Then here you pee in the vinyl bag.
Mm-hmm.
And also poo-poo.
Mm-hmm.
So just lap the body.
Mm-hmm.
And one side put on the tail, then he put in the...
I see. So he actually has two harnesses for the toilet. Fancy. I've only seen the one harness, but it's interesting to see the two. Again, thank you, Mr. Nishimatsu, for coming out here to all the way to Hawaii with Dustin and giving us this special treat of an interview to see what it's like to have a guide dog, get a guide dog, be blind, living in Japan, and participating in something as exciting as the marathon here in Honolulu. So thank you again. Arigatou gozaimasu.
Thank you very much today.
And thank you, Haruka, for being here and
you.
Helping us intermittently. I really very much appreciate it. As we draw to a close with this episode, I want to thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed your visit and found some useful information. We welcome your feedback@guidedogsofhawaii.org. It would be great if you would visit us on our social media platforms such as Instagram and Facebook. You can find us by simply searching for Guide Dogs of Hawaii. Aloha!